Lawmakers joined advocates for neurological research in Albany recently to lobby the legislature to refund a program that they say could change the lives of people living with spinal cord injuries. More from the Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan.
Heidi Greenbaum's son, Corey, was left paralyzed from the chest down after a car accident 6 years ago. She says people with spinal cord injuries aren't as permanently broken as some may think.
It's an interesting thing that their bodies are really fine. It's like a small bridge that's not working, and so the communication is off between the brain and the rest of them. So while science has allowed amputees to have arms that move and function, these guys are all sitting here with perfectly healthy limbs that they just can't access because they can't, you know, get the messages down.
Greenbaum, along with members of the group New Yorkers to Cure Paralysis, gave their personal testimony about neurological research. Dr. Brad Burke of the University of Rochester Medical Center, who now lives with a spinal cord injury, says too many people with similar injuries are invisible to society.
Many of them can't lead productive lives. For every one of us that you see out here, there are five people who are homebound because of problems with their bowels, their bladder, or their skin that limits them from active lives, despite the fact that mentally they're completely intact, they're homebound.
Burke and others are looking for a return to the full $8.5 million for research earmarked in past state budgets. Senator Tom Libous says the money was cut during the fiscal crisis under former Governor Patterson. The funding wouldn't come from taxpayers, but a surcharge on traffic and moving violations of less than 6%. The bill, known as the Paul Bill, named after State Police Sergeant Paul Richter, who was shot and paralyzed in the line of duty, has bipartisan support. So far, the Senate has agreed to pony up $6.5 million, and the Assembly has agreed to $500,000. The budget submission deadline is April 1st. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan. For WRVO News,